funded by USAID. Dr. Stanbeck's research focuses on improving women's access to family planning services, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa.
Thank you, Katie. And you'd think it'd be hard to segue between EC and New York City and Depo Provera and Uganda, but it's not that hard because access and provider misconceptions are a problem in both places. I'm going to talk about contraceptive injections in rural drug shops in East Africa and Uganda, and honored to be presenting on behalf of my co-investigators, Martha Bakita and Olivia Nakayiza of Save the Children and Conrad Otterness of FHI. I'd also like to acknowledge USAID for their generous funding and Save the Children for the excellent collaboration that we had, as well as the drug shop operators in Uganda who were willing to speak with us. And I don't have anything to disclose. Here's a quick outline of what I'm going to talk about, some background about drug shops and Depo Provera as a family planning method, and then the research that we did. What is a drug shop? You'd think that there would be an easy answer to that, but it's not. It's a licensed private business, except when it isn't. And bear in mind, I am talking about drug shops in Africa here. They're operated by healthcare providers, except when they're not. And they primarily sell drugs, but not always. And the one thing we can say about them is that they're not pharmacies, and there's not a pharmacist behind the counter. And you'd think that with all these qualifiers and uncertainty, there would be differing opinions about drug shops, and there are. This is a quote from a USAID CA report where they are lauding drug shops and saying that they're a particularly important source of care for childhood illness. Meanwhile, the World Bank, in another report, called the drug shop operators unqualified illicit peddlers and who dispense adulterated or expired drugs without prescription. And interestingly enough, both of those statements are true, and sometimes even for the same drug shop, but more often because there's a big spectrum of drug shops. It does go from quacks and hacks who sell fake drugs all the way to regulated drug shops in places like Ghana and Tanzania that have received special training in providing not only family planning, but malaria care and child illness care, things like that. And I'm going to be talking in particular about drug shops in Uganda, and where they are legally required to be owned and operated by healthcare providers, and they are sometimes licensed, and they're found everywhere. Unlike pharmacies that are only found in cities and good-sized towns, drug shops are really found everywhere, and in numbers, they're an order of magnitude or two greater than the pharmacies. And in fact, they do serve as private clinics. Every drug shop that I visited, and I visited quite a few in Uganda, had a back room with a door or a curtain, and the drug shop operator takes people into the back room and dispenses drugs and gives injections and binds wounds and anything that a doctor would do, they're doing in these little drug shops. Here's one in a small town in Luweru district of Uganda. And this guy was licensed, and he's had some social marketing going on. There's a sign up on the top that's an ad for condoms, and on the right-hand wall, this thing that says Pure is a socially marketed water purification tablet. And he's got several different kinds of condoms for sale on the wall there as well. And down in his case, if you look carefully at the bottom, Pill Plan is a socially marketed oral contraceptive. And the little one at the very bottom says Injectaplan, and that's a socially marketed Depo Provera that's available. And I was shocked at the price. I'm always shocked at the price of EC, but you can get a shot of Depo for 60 cents. In Uganda, or three packs of pills. And there's another view, and you see the curtain over on the side for his back room. And so why are these guys important? Primarily because they're close to the people, and they're often the first line healthcare provider for a rural population. And because I'm a family planning guy, they're important for me as potential family planning providers. And we are talking about a very rural area. The guy we saw was in a small town, but a few miles away you get villages like this, and that's the only traffic jam you'll see, except maybe for that one. And you guys all know about Depo-Provera. It's a 3-month injectable. It's the most popular family planning method in sub-Saharan Africa these days. And I can never decide whether it's a bad good method or a good bad method. It's highly, highly effective when used correctly, and women in sub-Saharan Africa really like it because they only have to do something every 3 months, and they can use it secretly. And because it's sort of a simple method to provide, it's widely available. On the other hand, it's got very bothersome side effects and has one of the highest discontinuation rates of any family planning method. A lot of women use it who don't want any more children and should be using a long-acting or permanent method, but they don't have access to it. And it's not good for girls' bones, and there are even lingering questions that are not quite resolved about whether it's involved in the acquisition and progression of HIV. So, again, it's a schizophrenic method. But in rural areas in Africa, it's the method that's there, and it's the method that women like. And in Uganda in particular, it's a favorite method there as well. It's widely available in government clinics, but often subject to stockouts. It's socially marketed, like I said, for a very reasonable price. And more, it's become part of community-based distribution in Uganda in several different programs. So paramedicals are out, village health workers who don't have any kind of medical qualifications are out giving Depo-Provera shots after they've been specially trained. Speaking of training,
yeah.
We'll wait for the train to go by. And there's my Venn diagram of drug shops and Depo-Provera, and I'm interested in this little intersection here, which you could call the sweet spot, because it's where the favorite method meets the favorite provider. So given that, family planning stakeholders were obviously very happy to embrace Depo-Provera provision in drug shops, right? No. It's illegal. No drug shop can sell any kind of injectable medication in Uganda, and I don't think there's any drug shops in Africa that can legally sell injectables. Dr. Huber might have and it's also dangerous because obviously these are quacks running around who are given unnecessary and unsafe injections. But since it's always good to question our assumptions, I wanted to call both of these into question today. Anyone can go into a pharmacy and legally buy a socially marketed Depo in Uganda, but then they have to take it to a qualified provider to get the injection. And usually the nearest qualified provider is actually sitting in a nearby drug shop. So that puts it into sort of a legal gray area. And dangerous, it probably can be dangerous in some cases. A physician friend at FHI tells me without reservation that the Depo-Provera shot is the safest shot that anyone's giving in these drug shops, and in particular the socially marketed product comes with its own auto-disable syringe, so you can be sure you're getting a new syringe and that it won't be reused when you buy it there. But we were curious, so we decided to do some research because we're researchers. A little more background, but Save the Children and FHI have had a really good collaboration the last few years, mostly revolving around adding Depo-Provera to their CBD program. So they have community-based reproductive health workers who are giving Depo injections now. But when I was out there a lot in that time, and I was always curious about these drug shops and wanted to know more about them, and there were also issues raised because we had heard that the drug shops were upset because we were giving them competition from these CBD agents. Here's Uganda in red. It's a landlocked country in East Africa. And looking more closely, here's Uganda again, and these in district or the three districts in red north of Kampala, where Save the Children does most of its work. So for methodology, we wanted to do a census of all the drug shops in these three districts and see how many there were. There aren't any pharmacies there, and because it's a very rural area with just a few small towns. So I thought that we could find a few drug shops. And we developed a survey, and Save the Children helped us field it. And this happened late in 2007. And we had IRB approval from the local one in Uganda and also at FHI's. And we asked these drug shop operators about their family planning, provision, and their qualifications, and questions about injection and attitudes, various things. And we quickly found, thank you, that they're already providing family planning. 87% of them are providing family planning, and another 6% want to provide. And so the next few slides are the subgroup who are providing already or want to be provided. So among those, the greens are nurses, and the violets are nursing aides, and there's midwives, and so most people are some kind of healthcare provider, and even among the others, some of those are they're even a clinical officer, but also some quacks. So there's a spread, but most people have some kind of health background. And officially, only a third of them were licensed as drug shops, partly because the price was prohibitive for a drug shop license. So half of them got trading licenses, which are only a couple of bucks. Some were private clinics. Those who are traders and those who have no license at all, we're told that they have an arrangement, a financial arrangement, with the health inspectors that come around. And we didn't ask any other questions because these guys were being generous to talk to us because they operate sort of on the edge of legitimacy. 89% of them had some sorts of nursing or midwifery qualifications or said they did. Three quarters of them had family planning training and a little bit less for safe injection and infection prevention. Looking more closely at injection safety, 14% said one or more of their patients, clients, had had an abscess related to injection in the last year. But they do give lots of injections. Less than 10% had ever reused syringes or reported having done so, so it might be bigger, and that's a scary figure. A quarter had had a needle stick injury in the last year, which was frightening, and only a quarter had free access to sharps containers, so they were disposing of their...
is this an abscess in relation to Depo-Provera?
No, any abscess. And Depo-Provera is less than half of their injections, and they do give lots of unnecessary and maybe dangerous injections of antibiotics and quinine and probably vitamins and maybe saline, I don't know. 85 of them were providing Depo and also pills and condoms. And among those who were providing Depo, 96% of them were injecting it themselves. They knew about the methods they were providing and knew a bit less about other methods like the IUD or implants, and even less about permanent methods, and less than that about fertility awareness methods and breastfeeding as contraception. And they had fair knowledge of the side effects, although it was surprising to me that everyone didn't know about the bleeding side effects of Depo, which are so common. In conclusion, we think the drug shops in Uganda are very well positioned to be a provider for family planning services. Unlike other countries, they do have a requirement that people have a medical background. So it's got great potential, but it's mostly untapped. And that by giving them simple training and update courses in family planning and safe injection, that would make this provision safer and more effective. So I'll wind up with our next steps that we're planning. We want to assess how well a refresher course in family planning and safe injection does to improve their practices and their knowledge of family planning. And we're actually going to do that in a couple of months from now and do it with a true experiment by randomly allocating the folks who spoke with us and doing pre-post survey. And then for ethical reasons, we're going to go back and train the control group after we're done with the post-test survey. Thank you.
Great. Well, from community-based programs in New York City to Uganda, rural drug shops, we're coming back this way to talk about pharmacy.